Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 286. This is the show about Android applications. Bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of apps, and maybe we'll talk about an app that might change your life that you've never heard of before. And then, yeah, that's what we do. We're all about that. Let me introduce the co-host and get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Another week down, another week cometh, maybe something like that.
Sounds biblical.
Sure, yeah.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, it's Thursday. I'm glad to be here. It's fun. Well, actually, this show's Friday. It's the day before. I'm just glad to be here.
So you're happy to be here, and then what were you going to say?
Did I say that it was Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it?
Well, I'm a little bit excited about the other shows that we're going to be doing coming up here soon, because it's odd that we have a trifecta of Thursday happenings in a row.
You mean holidays?
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll get it done. We're not going to leave the AAA fans hanging.
No. This is the time for giving.
What's in your background? What is that?
Oh, that's my man card. It's a huge business card that says man on it. I brought it with me to the show today, because I might have to turn it over.
You might have to play it?
Yeah. Well, I might have to give it up tonight.
Oh, okay.
It's tied in with one of the apps.
You get a little too cryptic, man. Don't make me think like that. Jeez. I know what you're talking about. All right. Let's get into the show. Eric, what do you have for us today?
Okay, my first app of the night. This is a virtual reality video presentation app. It's something I've never seen done before, ever. But basically, you're set in inside of this huge castle-type mansion thing. And basically, you can just stand there and move to the left, to the right, look up and look down with your tablet or your phone in front of you, and you can just look around the whole castle. Meanwhile, and this is why I'm losing my man card tonight. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift is walking. Taylor Swift is walking through the castle while you're in there, and she's singing her latest song that I can't remember the name of again.
But, Blank Space or something like that?
Yeah, Blank Space.
Must have been really good.
Yeah, so she's singing this song, and the whole, if you watch the YouTube video, she's actually, it's the filming of the YouTube video is going on while you're in there. And you can just walk into different doors, you can go into different rooms, go outside. Basically, you can go anywhere you want in this mansion, and she just happens to be running around, dancing around. Other people, random people are moving things, pictures and cakes, and it's neat. And I really think that this is kind of the future of where videos and maybe even movies might go in the future, where you're just actually right there as part of it.
Hmm. So you could either watch from any angle you want, like what they're doing, or just leave if you're bored and go check out somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't want to hang out with Taylor, you can go totally explore the rest of the mansion while her video continues. And then if you happen to catch back up to her and find her, which once you lose the people that are in there, it's hard to actually go back and figure out what room they're playing around in. But then, you know, they're still in the same part of the song that they were. They didn't wait for you. The song might be over by that time, too.
Yeah, that's the thing I thought was cool about it. It doesn't stop for you. You miss it, you miss it. And I got bored watching them, and I followed a guy around who was a painter in the video. He was doing a painting. I think Taylor messed it up. He was all pissed off for some reason. I can't remember why.
Yeah, I think she might have sliced it or something. I don't know.
Oh, he was like bent out of shape. And then he ended up finally at the end of the end going into the dining room and eating their cake. So,
Now, when you used the app, did you just move your finger around the rooms to see it, or did you actually have it held up?
I did both. I tried it both ways. It's okay. Really cool when you do it held up, because like if you literally turn your body around, you're looking in another direction. Really cool. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. And it's really well done. I mean, graphics are sharp. just the whole concept is cool, especially like you had us do it, Eric. You said watch the video first and then do the experience. If you watch the video, you're literally following her through this entire video in a 3D space. It's really neat. I think they really did it well.
Yeah, that's the way it was presented to me. I'd actually, my daughter wanted me to see this video, so I watched it, you know, because she's hip, you know, she knows the music. And a couple days later, she's like, I got an app for you. I'm like, okay. So she's covering up her screen. She's like, now don't judge this until just check this app out. Yeah, don't go running away. I'm like, I won't. I'm out. And then she takes her hand off, and then of course, then the thing comes over my face. I'm like, oh. She's like, Dad, you gotta check this out. And then I was blown away, man. I was like, okay, you got me. This is incredible. Great job. Good find, Nikki.
Yeah. And I like how you say how movies, this might be the future of movies. That would be really cool.
Well, yes, and I'll say this. For serialized content or for movies, they're going to have to somehow have a way of, if you're at the wrong place at the wrong time for a key part, you're going to have to get over here. This is the kind of thing you can't miss kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I do agree what you're seeing here in this is step one of something bigger, something broader. What I can't stand is I go to AMX Unstaged Taylor Swift in the Google Play Store. They don't have a video. What? They don't have a video for the app.
Yeah, what? I don't understand that either. I don't know.
And maybe they couldn't afford to make one. I mean, it's only American Express and Taylor Swift.
Whoever's in marketing for this needs to be fired. I said it.
Yeah, they should show a person, not show the app, not show the video in the app, but show a person using the app.
Like over the shoulder and them reacting to it. Yeah. Something. Ain't hard. We just thought of it and it only took us like 3 seconds.
No, there's other sections to this app, and I have honestly haven't looked at any of that other stuff.
Me neither.
I didn't want to ruin it with anything else. I was just like, this part's cool. I'll stop here.
I was the same way. Definitely cool though. What's the name of it?
It's Amex Unstaged : Taylor Swift. So yeah. I'm thinking maybe American Express Unstaged, maybe doing more of these, right. Possibly.
No, we'll see. One thing's for certain. I'm very ashamed that I was singing that song today.
It's catchy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm the same way, man. I know. That's they've got secret sauce. They know some formula that just makes you have to remember things like this.
Yeah, is it true? I guess the key is not to do it, sing it in public out loud. All right. Very cool, Eric. Dora, what you got? Oh, wait, are we doing empty the tank or back and forth? Forever, how do you guys want to do it? How do you guys want to play? Cold. You're the app bringers.
You're
how
the host.
All right, Eric, just do whatever you want.
All right. I'll be right back.
All right, we'll do it empty the tank style.
Okay, so this is a photo editor by Aviary. This was brought to my attention from a Google Plus post by Ed Nicknow today. And today, and I'm not sure how.
You there, Dora?
Yes, sir.
Am I gone again? Eric's connection. I'm not editing this out.
Comcast.
Eric. Back.
Comcast.
Yeah. All right. You're back, Eric?
Yes. Comcast
Stop
is the best.
Stop cutting out.
Comcast is my favorite. They're the best. I would never diss them in any way. They're great service.
The last thing we heard you say was brought to a Google Plus post.
By Ed Nicknow. He enlightened me to this. It's called Photo Editor by Aviary. And I don't know if they're partially owned by the by Adobe or something, but you got to sign in with an Adobe account.
Adobe bought them maybe a couple months ago.
But what it is it's a photo editor with just tons of plugins and stamps and frames and effects. And right now, and I'm not sure how long this is for, it has offers in-app purchases, but right now, every single bit of it is free. Over $200 worth if you go and download every part of it. all the effects packs and everything are free right now.
Wow. The screenshots look pretty cool.
It's extremely powerful. There's tons of stuff it can do.
First off, imagine you discover this app in 2 months or a relative and they spend $200 in add-ons. I would probably try to have my relative committed. I'm just saying. That's too much money. I cannot believe it's even possible to offer $200 in effects and filters and frames and stickers and overlays. Well, that's just nuts.
These add-on packs, if you know what you need and you want, they're like $2.
There's just a lot of them.
To be a ton of them. Yeah. Yeah. They're like $2 for each pack they got.
Yeah. See, I look at it as Adobe doing their best to get you in the door. And then as soon as they stop this limited time free $200 worth of add-on packs, oh, okay, now that's over. Oh, and by the way, here's another $600 of add-on packs you can come get.
Here's the deluxe add-on packs.
Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. Great looking app. Great looking app. Everything I hear and read about it and see about it looks really good, really functional, really clean, really good interface, and that just makes me more scared of it.
Everything I do, all the hard work I do on photos, I can definitely get done with these $200 of free apps. I will not have to buy another $600, and I probably will use $3 worth of these because I really don't mess with photos much, but if I ever want to, I'm ready now. I feel that this is...
You got them all?
Yeah. You know, for the next 5 tablets I own, as long as I can install this program.
Watch like Aviary get an update and then all the plugins stop working or something like that.
Yeah. Or they discontinue this and they rename it Aviary.
Then I'll just be like, well, easy come, easy go. I tried, you know. That's all right.
Well, thanks to Ed for bringing this up. I saw the post too. That's darn nice of you, Ed.
Definitely worth getting. My next app is probably, Steve, you're not going to like it, but this time of year where I live, the weather becomes actually a little bit of a concern where, you know, I'm not really into it too much other than like these days, just because you got to really plan your trips. You can't just jump in a car and drive when you're not sure if it's going to snow, you know, 25 inches or something. So Weather Underground, I was a little disappointed because I was so used to WeatherBug Elite and now it's gone. For some reason, the WeatherBug Elite's missing in action, which could happen to Aviary, I guess. That was an Amazon free app of the day. It was my go-to weather app and I can't get it no more. So I tried this one. I like the idea of it. It's got way too many features for me. And it has kind of an annoying notification system, which I did manage to turn off. It was way over the top. But this gives you all kinds of stuff, seismic information if you're into that, or if you need to be into that.
Oh my God, seismic information?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Volcanoes, earthquake, you know, what, all that stuff. That's Weather Underground. And they've been around forever. They use some crowdsourced local weather things that... your Channel 6 News doesn't get, you know, you can use the NOAA stuff, but they also have their own things set up different places, more localized.
User reviews from Chris McDonald. I have apparently moved to China. The widget is awful, just awful. No one reads these reviews, nor do they care. The location now shifts me to China in the widget. Install something, anything else. That's one.
I've not used the widget yet.
Okay. That's one of like a lot of. Bad review out of a lot of good reviews. I'm just saying.
I'll add one more review from our friend Joe. He says, "You pay for no ads, you get ads. If you cannot deliver what you charge for, then you should shut down the business. No excuse. This is part of your business, so take care of it."
Wow. Again, we read 2 bad ones out of many, many, many good ones. Mm-hmm. But yes, I hear you. Those are funny.
Tony says, great information. Accurate. This is an app that has a number of positive things. That sounds real.
Oh, you think it's a fake one? Yeah, you're right. It has nothing. That's very general, right? You could apply that review to any app.
Pretty much.
And I'm sure he did it to probably 30,000 or so.
What's Tony's last name?
Well, that wasn't his entire app. Okay. There's his entire review.
Okay.
Because the next sentence starts with the need to jump. The need to jump to the website for more information is not my favorite, but acceptable. The adjustable layout is good. The lack of theme adjustability, especially with the widget, is the difficulty. I know that may seem petty, but having the widget work in with the appearance of your smartphone and tablet is important. Great app website for weather geek like myself. Not so much for OCD me. So it's good for weather geeks, not for OCD.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Moore. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, Eric. What else do you got?
I got some more in my tank here. We've got, this is called Text Art. Text Art by Ruex. And basically what this is, and let me see if I still have mine saved here. It's an app that lets you draw something with your phone and then...
I like this.
You can draw something with your phone and then fill it in with any text that you want to write to a point.
This.
I think you have to do the in-app purchase to like do full sentences. But let me see if I can find it in my gallery. I made a nice Android App Addicts one for us to enjoy, but I don't know if I'll be able to pull it up. Oh, yes, I can. Here it is. This is my little Andy.
Nice.
I drew with my finger. And inside there, it just says Android App Addicts all over in different sized words.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There you go. You
can see it is. So cool.
So it just basically resizes and the text that you want as a fill for whatever you draw.
Did you make it blue instead of green so your green screen wouldn't pick it up?
No, I wish I did. It's blue is the default font, so the default color. So that's why it's blue. But no, that would have been I probably would have, if it wouldn't have done that, I would have made it green and it wouldn't have worked. So thank you for that also, Text Art.
And in the screenshots, they have like all the South Park characters and stuff.
Oh, do they? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Stan and Wendy.
When I think of this, I almost think of almost like ASCII art stepped up. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
You can do a lot of stuff with this app, I'm sure.
Very cool. Awesome, man. Love it. Good one, Eric.
I'm going to keep my tank going. So this one's called... Oh, did I put Aviary back in there again? Let's see. What did I just give you guys?
Yes.
Darn it. I don't know why I close tabs like that. Reopen. This is called Clipit. Clippit. And I will put it in the chat here. It's kind of like Vine for television lovers. I don't know how I get, or maybe Google thinks that I love television. It seems like I bring an awful lot of apps that have to do with television and for television fanatics. I'm not into it. I don't watch TV hardly at all. But basically what this is you take clips of your favorite show and you post them on here so other people can comment. It's a very social networky kind of, it's like Vine, but only for not original content, for replayed television stuff. And they have a weird, maybe like 15 second limit on them that...
I guess that's what fair use, if you only use 15 seconds or something. I don't know.
Maybe that is it. It seems like they're all, if I'm going to watch a show, I'd like to watch more than 15 seconds of it. Doesn't seem like it's, sometimes they have it clipped just right to get the joke in, or whatever.
It doesn't seem like this is using your camera, but you're literally able to pick a show and scroll through the actual show itself on your phone.
Oh, they pick the clips. Or do you clip it?
Well, you pick a show and then you basically slide where you want the clip to be.
Wow. Really? Like you actually do like a little bit of, oh, I see it. I see it in the start the end and start point and end point of your clip.
Wow.
How could they do this legally?
I don't know. I don't
know. Oh, it has 37 downloads. This isn't, I don't think this is going to, or 37 reviews. How many downloads does it have? 500 to 1,000?
1,000.
Weird.
I didn't make any clips myself to see how well that works.
It does say it's from Mountain View, California. Nudge, nudge, know the way, know the main.
I can't believe it. I mean.
Might be in with the company.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe they got rights to do this. It's amazing.
It may be
it's cool, though. It's cool. Yeah, maybe short term. But it looks pretty legit, so they did a good job if they're short termers.
Yeah, it maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they and it's so similar to Vine that maybe it's the same or some version of it or something.
I never used Vine, to be honest.
I've never made Vines. I've checked them out, but they're like really like 8 seconds, I believe. You got
like 7 or 8 seconds.
I like a girl who's walking into a JCPenney's and the music from I don't remember the name of the band, but they sing the song Sail.
Yeah. Like I'm sailing away?
No, it's like
that's yes.
Blame it on my ADD, baby. Sail. That song. So she's walking. Now the band's gonna come to my head. AWOL Nation. That's what it is. So she's walking into JCPenney's and it's like din 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 sale, and she's like pointing at the sign, the big sign in front of JCPenney's. And that's all that's probably my favorite Vine.
That's cool.
That's all for my tank though.
That's a nice tank. Very well rounded, shapely. I don't know if I've ever seen such a nice tank. All right, Dory, you're up.
Whoa. Okay. I'm just going to ignore that comment. First, I'm going to bring a game, and it's a very, I would say, fast-paced, endless runner type game that looks simplistic, but gorgeous. I'll say that. It's called Barrier, B-A-R-R-I-E-R. Your goal is you're like a little tiny, like airplane almost, like a paper airplane, and you have to go to the left and right and basically avoid what looks like monolithic rectangles, blocks. You're literally going like, you know, like Mach 3 or something in speed. It's so fast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
This game looks
insane.
How many seconds were you able to live, Dork?
Like eight. Eight, I think, was the top time I did. And it's $1.49. This is the kind of game, when my kids get on my nerves, I'll say, here, beat my score. And I know they'll be busy for at least 10 minutes.
I can't look at this for more than 30 seconds without my eyes hurting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's a tough one.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And I like the fact that in their description, very short, but they have a quote from Rock Paper Shotgun. Expect to get addicted to this thing. You've been warned.
You know what it looks like? Looks like they made this game and then accidentally sped it up like by 100 and played it and said, oh my gosh, what have we just done? We got to release it like this.
Right. It's like somebody was doing the game and then they played it and they accidentally misplaced a decimal point in the speed setting kind of thing. And the other guy went, no. Leave it like that, man. Leave it like that. It's awesome. And they just rolled with it.
It started out as like a remote control paper airplane app.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And then it just went too far.
Eric, if you want to try to get them on the show, we could ask them what the deal is with that.
We will.
All right.
Okay. This next one I'm going to bring, it's another game, but I'm not going to talk a lot about it because I hate it. I'm never going to play it. Minecraft is almost near officially dead now because it was purchased by Microsoft here about a month ago. And Minetest is one of the people trying to replace that need with a more open solution. So Minetest for Android Pro Plus, $0.99 app. it's like Minecraft. You know, there's not really much more to say.
Same, everything's pretty much the same.
Yeah. I mean, I bought it for my kids just because my kids are hooked on Minecraft like it's a disease that they love.
Really, still?
That to me is, oh, yeah. Minecraft is not leaving the youth psyche anytime soon. I'll say that.
So Microsoft isn't going to destroy it?
I still think they're going to destroy it, but I will say Satya, blah, 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 while he makes horrible comments towards women, something that I share with him, apparently, I'm literally terrified of him as a CEO, CIO, whatever he is, as an executive, because he's making some very intelligent choices as far as Microsoft is concerned. So I'm scared of him. But I don't think they're going to do Minecraft right. I think they're going to
poo-poo. I still can't get Office to install on any of my my Android devices, even though it's free for all of them, they say.
Right. Really?
Well, keep checking every week or so. I'm sure they're going to broaden the compatibility. Something tells me you walk into Microsoft and there's not a lot of people willing to pull out their Android phone and say, I'll test it for you. You know, they probably go into their other pocket, pull out their Windows phone they got for free, and say, I got a Windows phone.
Yeah, I got a Nexus 7. You'd think that may be, I don't know. It just seems like that would be an easy one.
They didn't destroy Skype yet, so.
No, they're doing weird things with Skype. They have Skype for web now, where you don't even need to install Skype on your computer, but it still doesn't work in Chromebooks. So it might be Skype for web, but it's not really Skype for web yet. It's getting closer. They kept teasing us that they're going to do a Skype for podcasters. It's been now 9 months or so, and we still have no sight of that. I would like to have a dedicated app for podcasters to do podcasting. I would be willing to pay them money for it, even though I'm on a Linux machine, just because I need a solution.
I see.
But that's nowhere to be seen either.
Yeah,
they haven't, that's shady. While they haven't killed Skype, they surely have not, you know, done great. I'll say that.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, next app here. I saw this app and I could not stop thinking of PC Freddy, our friend, or Flying Rich, who was at OLF. It's called ATC 4, the number 4, Real Pro Volume 8. ATC is Air Traffic Controller. Okay, so it's ATC 4 Real Pro Volume 8. This is supposedly a air traffic controller simulator. So if you want to get really stressed and have hundreds of people's lives in your hand, and then times that to up to thousands of human lives in your hand at one point in time, and you want to experience that level of stress, go ahead and buy this game. It's $7.99.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they get Cody.
So they get you in your blood pressure and your wallet.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I could try out that blood pressure monitor on the back of my new phone after I pay $8 to get it elevated.
Yeah.
This looks legit. No, looks like a real air traffic controller.
Well, yeah, that thing. I have no idea if this is at all accurate in any shape or form to being an air traffic controller, but I know it looks impressive.
I think you need big circular monitors in front in the UI of some sort.
I don't think they use them anymore, monochrome. Do they?
Maybe in the 70s. I hope they're not using that anymore. That's all I got to say. I really do. I really hope they're not using that anymore.
And they say the word like bogey a lot or something like that. No, that's top.
Over, line. Over.
Roger, Roger.
Vector. They always say vector. What's your vector, Victor?
Vector, Victor.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What I have next is another home screen launcher. Now, we've seen this kind of thing many times before, and I'm not convinced this one is doing it right. I'll say that. It's called APUS, APUS, Small Fast Android Boost. This is one of those home screens that tries to be super light, but also do intelligent layout. It tries to do smart folders, and it tries to put what it thinks is your hot apps on your homepage. What you, one, miss out on is swiping to the left and getting Google Now. That does, if it's there, I can't find it. Number two, they put on your home screen right in the middle something just called, I believe, apps. And you click it thinking it might be the Google Play Market. It's not. It looks like it, but it's not. I do believe if you click on purchased apps, though, it will go to the actual Google Play Market. So that's a, that makes me feel a little bit better about it. I've had it installed for like a day and a half. I'm not going to say it's great. I'm not going to say it's horrible. I'm almost interested in the fact that up by the top, like the launcher, everything.me that I really did like, it has a search thing on it, but it also gives you suggestions. And sometimes the suggestions are like, I want to say Miley Cyrus, but that's not right.
It's Miley, not Miley.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
Whatever. If I click and I get a...
Did he say Miley Cyrus?
I get... yeah, sure. Katherine Heigl, Tommy Chong, Steelers, One Direction, Charles Manson, Ferguson.
That's just like this week's news right there.
Right. Snapcash, Buffalo Snow, Dancing with the Adrian Peterson.
Dancing with the Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson. Natalie Dormer, The Voice, Sons of Anarchy, Keystone Pipeline, Willow Smith, Gotham. So it's like trending things. Mm-hmm. Or you can just type in it yourself and you can do extra searches. It's at least a little bit interesting. I'm not sure it's the one. It's very, in my humble opinion, iPhone-esque icons. That alone is typically enough for making me uninstall it. But I'm going to keep it around a little bit, see how it pans out.
I tried this one a while back. In fact, this was brought in episode 265.
No.
Yeah, somebody didn't check the spreadsheet, Sean.
I never checked the spreadsheet, ever.
Maybe you were off that day. But yeah, I didn't like it much. It groups the stuff together for you, and that's work, because then you got to customize it and things.
Right. Yeah.
What is this Apis Boost? Does that actually do anything?
It's what it is. It's your very typical task killer thing where it basically kills all the apps and RAM and gives you a boost. I don't click it because I never click it because...
I think the animation was pretty cool when you used the boost, if I remember right, though.
Yeah, it's like an engine, like a jet engine.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than a couple of things about this that are actually pretty, I'll say that. The one thing I don't like is in my notification bar, it puts its own set of buttons. I already have buttons above my Wi-Fi, data, Bluetooth, and everything, but I have theirs where I can immediately launch all apps, or I can do the boost right from there, or I can click more to where I get like a full screen lollipop-esque looking screen where I can, you know, turn things on and off. I don't see an easy way to disable that, but, you know, I'll look at that tomorrow. But it's okay.
This thing got 10 to 50 million installs.
Yeah.
Jeez. I got to start making launchers.
Yeah. And that was APUS, small,
Apis.
Fat.
Apis. I'm sure they wouldn't want you people calling it a pus.
Well, that's what it looks like. Small, fast Android boost. I like to say things phonetically, so hopefully the listeners have an easier time to find it. That's my excuse. I'm sticking with it. What I'm bringing you next is an app that should have been brought already. I don't know. I didn't look at the spreadsheet. For anyone who owns any kind of web, quote-unquote, property, and it's Google Analytics. Steve has been very kindly and gently smashing me upside my head every couple weeks about, are you looking at your analytics? Are you looking at your traffic? Are you seeing what's happening with products? Are you seeing, you know, what's going up, what's going down?
And I keep used to. I gave up a year ago.
Well, and I just keep saying to him, oh, yeah. this will hopefully make it easier for me to, you know, see what's going on podnuts.com, what kind of activity we're seeing, and what's getting a good bump of traffic and what isn't getting much traffic at all.
No, just regular plain old Google Analytics.
Yep. Nothing special, nothing fancy. Just works.
I bet it's pretty cool on the phone. I got to be honest. When I used it on my websites, like on the desktop, it confused the crap out of me. I never liked it. And maybe I just don't know the analytics terminology they're using that's confusing me, but I used to love a site called, I can't even remember it now, but it was...
It was that site.
It was that site.
This one looks, it looks very easy, well, you know, spelled out. Yeah, I've looked at Google Analytics a few times and I was like,
I mean, he had all these goals and targets and things and weird.
Well, yeah. This is the kind of thing that they didn't make themselves. They bought from somebody else. So once you log in, you notice it's a little bit different. There's three things you have to understand if you actually want to use Google Analytics, and that is metrics, dimensions, and segments. None of them mean what you might instinctively think they mean. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the kind of thing that you can easily go on Google Webmaster Tools on YouTube and watch videos and learn stuff. I tried. I learned a little bit. It's still really complex.
I'm going to hook this up to dinimedia.com.
Cool.
See how it's going.
What I have here next is absolutely a regurgitation. And I literally, kind of like Spreaker, I didn't really give Steve a lot of, I don't know, love when he first told me about that app. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. And I did not give him a lot of attention when he brought up this app, and it's Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, M-E-E-T-U-P, Meetup. I loaded this app, and I was able to find, and I went to a OpenStack Meetup by my work. I found a
couple of Drupal. What is OpenStack?
OpenStack. OpenStack is a cloud administration platform, the best way I can put it.
Okay.
It's really what it actually is. It's a bunch of other open source tools that are put together in a package. It's really insane. I'll put it that way. But I went to a meetup where most of the people there knew just as little as I knew. So we all learned a lot. And the guy who was giving the presentation is a true, genuine, hardcore professional at using OpenStack. So he was like chock full of information. I got free beer and free pizza. Can't beat that. I got
at the meetup?
At the meetup. I got to hang with Matthew Ward, guy who was on the Server Show episode 13, I want to say. Really unbelievably nice and ridiculously smart fella. So I got to hang with him, and I got to learn about OpenStack and drink beer. I mean, it's hard to beat that. I found Docker meetups. I found General Linux meetups. I found Drupal meetups. I found WordPress meetups. I found all kind of tech-focused meetups.
Yeah.
This, to me, is like Huey Lewis 30 years ago saying, I want a new drug. One that doesn't make me sick. One that makes me feel like when I'm sitting here with you guys.
I'm gonna see if I can find a Taylor Swift fan fiction meetup around here somewhere.
Good luck. This is the kind of thing I really cannot encourage people enough. It's one thing to watch videos. It's another thing to read books. It's another thing to read blog posts. It's another thing to download and install stuff to play with on computers if you want to learn. It's another thing completely to go and actually communicate with people who know more than you about these kind of things. You will be surprised the amount of people that you find that want to sit down and just teach everything they know. It was really just amazing to me how nice the guys were. And I love the fact that a couple of the guys who worked for this company say proudly, yeah, we used to work for Microsoft. We had to get out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. I remember using meetup.com for the first time 6 years ago when Ron Paul was running for president, and we got together and tried to, you know, distribute some signs and things. It was kind of fun.
Meetup, it's changed my life down here. Not exaggerating. I mean, I would not have like the connections and networking or anything I have down here if it wasn't for that site, man. Steve, I met so many people.
If I was single, okay, I had a podcast called Podnuts Meetup. I would have a podcast called Podnuts Meetup right now if I was single, and it would be about all the meetups I'm going to and interviewing the people I'm meeting there. Because I would literally get like three a week. It's so cool. Yeah.
Yep. Very cool, man.
Definitely more usable in your populations. Where you like you two, I'm sure there's not a meetup anywhere here. Maybe one a month. I'll probably be able to find on here for some kind of
really
random activity.
Eric, Mr. Downer, one a month is 100% more than you're going to now.
That's true. The fan fiction stuff's taking it by storm.
There's all kinds of stuff within mine. Like I could join a kickball league. I like this awesome. Anything you could think of. Yeah. Anything you could think of, there's on this site.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P. This one is now a Google app, okay? A lot of people and me in the past hated using Hangouts for text messaging because it was so ungodly slow. I'm not going to lie, people. On my OnePlus One, I use Hangouts now, and I have no problem with it whatsoever. But for the people who have phones where Hangouts is slow, slow to respond, slow to react, slow to open, and slow to transition into conversations, you need to just search for Messenger. It's by Google themselves. This is Google's next generation text messaging standalone application. It's very Material-esque, very clean looking with the plus down in the bottom right, and hard to tell where messages begin and end because that's what Material design is apparently about.
It's hard to tell where what?
It's hard to tell sometimes where messages begin or end. Where is there like a paragraph mark? You know what I mean?
Sometimes. Yeah.
What? No. Why would you use Hangouts over this? Now,
because you want a single siloed application. That's really the only reason to use it, I would say.
So you're getting Hangouts and messengers together?
Yeah. Using this app, you're able to separate out your Google Hangout chats and your text messaging chats.
Oh, man, it's going to be hard to tear me away from, what's it called, Simply Text?
Yeah. Oh, see, I've been on Evolve Text for a long time, and then I installed this, and I'm fine with Messenger. But now you make me think maybe I should try Hangouts.
Well, on your phone, Hangouts probably will run fine. It's just a question, will it run like blazingly silly fast? Because Hangouts doesn't run blazingly fast on my phone. I'm not trying to sound like it is. It runs acceptable, quote unquote. I don't do a lot of text messaging, so I installed this app. I don't know if I'm ever going to use it.
Mm. Yeah. I text about once a day, so I've been using Messenger. I like it a lot, and it replaced Evolve for me. I'm not sure.
Oh man, I might have to change then too.
I'm not sure why I wouldn't want this one now. I haven't found a negative to it yet, really.
Not sure. But yeah, that was Messenger. That's a genuine Google application. What I got now, Steve, to be quite honest, we needed this app for months. I'm not going to lie. We have needed this app as Android App Addicts, this show presence. We needed this application for months. It's called Straw. What Straw will allow you to do is to make really mobile-friendly polls that you can very easily push out to Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, whatever, you know, all those kinds of services where you can very easily say, like you're asking people, do you want a radio station for Android App Addicts? Very easy. You just go on there and say, do you want a Android App Addicts radio station? Yes, no. And you just hit the button, bing, bing, bang, and it can push it out to all the other sources.
Wow, this looks so simple.
Yeah. And that to me was the kicker about it. Not that it was easy for the end user to use, the people getting the poll, not that it looks, to be honest, really clean and easy, but just the fact that it just works. This is a very non-complex solution. I'm a big fan of clicking something and not having to quote unquote read the manual. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm totally going to use this. This is a great find, man.
Very cool.
We could find out what you guys are thinking in the audience there. We're going to be doing some polling.
Polling? What I'm going to bring last is not really an app. It's just a mention of something. Lollipop is basically here kind of thing. It's coming out. I will say one big difference in Lollipop versus every version of Android going back to the beginning of time kind of thing. This is the first version of Android you can do genuine screen recording on a device without root at all. So we're going to start seeing a barrage. I've already found 5 this week of screen recording apps that are dedicated for Lollipop where you don't need root.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So like you were saying, the barrier of entry for podcasting is so low with Spreaker. Now the barrier of entry for people who want to do screen recordings on their Android device just dropped down too.
Damn, man.
Great times.
It is. Very cool. Awesome, guys. Good apps, good tanks, and mucho apreciado. All right, let's end this baby off. Dor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I want to thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for subscribing. Thanks for everyone giving feedback to the newsletters. I think that's really just flat out good, fun information. And I want to thank everyone who has used podcast.com/Amazon. This is the time of year where it's really great if you guys can use it. I will say also, I believe I found out if you use Adblock Plus, there's a chance we will not get credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sucks.
Yeah, well, you know, not everything's perfect.
Eric?
Thanks for buying the shirts and getting enough done.
He was here just a second ago.
Literally a second ago.
Right. Up until I asked him that question, he was here. Now he's back.
I got bashful. I just want to say thanks for everybody purchasing the shirts enough that we could get them printed so we can have them for Christmas. That was really cool.
Definitely. Definitely. Can't wait to get them. Well, thank you guys. Definitely. And like Dor said, use podnuts.com/Amazon. Those of you who are using it, it helps more than you possibly know. I mean, that link is doing fantastically. So keep it coming. Mucho apreciado on that.
One more thing. Tell all your relatives about the show when you're at Thanksgiving. Even if they think that you might think that they will think you're a geek, let them know. Because if you see an Android phone, just mention it.
It's so true. I'm with Eric on this one. Not only is it to help us promotion, but I would not know nearly a fraction of the things I could do with my phone if it wasn't for this show. Not even a fraction, like a 0.00 fraction percentage tile.
This one? I meant Christmas. Did I say Thanksgiving? I'm sorry.
It is. Well, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
I hope you got some great deals this morning.
Yeah. Go get some sleep.
Yeah. It's late.
All right. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.